This is a production of Cornell University.
Locke?
Yep.
Beaton or Breeden?
Here.
Sorry. Brown? Chopra? Desai? Sorry if I'm saying these really wrong. Gitlin?
Here.
Goldberg? Gorajani? Hoffman? Kay? Kerr?
Here.
Mueller?
Here.
Nicoletti?
Here.
Pickney?
Present.
Rapp?
Here.
Rowe? Revert? Centeglo? Sorry. Smith. Sulzman. I don't know how to say that one.
Trefison.
Wolford.
Okay, next time I'll do it. Okay. It's okay.
That's it.
Also go to the call center and look up a couple videos online. So I don't mean to be in college, and mid-year prep to college. Most exciting things that the college building is a fine one at the hall. It is the building now hosts the Department of Public Health and Caroline, the metal shop, the shop, the common community spaces, and there's also a new common between this building. The initial building has been on October 28th. It'll be great new, and it's open to all students, so you may be more about that. And the same thing as construction, we're currently renovating the East Corridor, which will hold the Neuroimaging Center with a 3-Tesla MRI. For anyone who knows anything about MRI, it's a really big deal. Most of them are we hired a lot of faculty, 7 semester and 3 in the spring. Is that a big turnover between 95 and 12 college? So it's over 11% our population program, in its fourth year of 5 years, the newest program we're featuring is a dual degree that was actually featured in the email that was signed, a PhD in human development and a JD in 6 years. And we'll be advertising strongly and accepting students in the first class of that next couple of years. The College of Community College is also active as a person in the tech candidate with Will White, who's the head of his own master's of health administration program, at the meeting room for health proposals. In other news, middle state accreditation was successful. Dean Matthews is one of the co-chairs. We were commended on our self-study procedure and the quality of our report, which primarily focused on the assessment of student learning. You can get more information on that on our website. Finally, in terms of student governance, the Dean Council has expanded to about 2% of the college population to be about 25 students. We have our first meeting next Monday, actually, so I look forward to reporting.
Do you want to do the Dartmouth Collaborative? Okay. The other two announcements we'll come back to, and I'm going to move on to business of the day. And the first is the review of the Student Assembly proposed budget by Vice President of Finance Adam Nicoletti.
Every year, the student One thing before I start going through the budget, like where I guess it's amended, but I find something, is first line of benefits, the admin, if we can amend that to $215 and $500 for the total cost of the commission, all of the brought that down. And now I'm going to check the location, the total of the entire administrative funding, as well as the project. So it's up because all parts of the money is falling. So it should be $350 a year, $7,965 for total SAP funding, for the administrative budget, and $16,371 and 25 cents for $7,000.
Great.
Cool. So let me just lay out things. So last year we tried to work down our surplus and working with CNI exactly where we were last time. But this year hopefully we'll be able to spend money on projects that we were anticipating last year that didn't happen. So our surplus, or a little over from the previous year, was $19,901.61, that's including the FAA loan that we sent to them to cover the special project situation. For a total budget of $50,633. So let me just go over some changes and you can make it in the notes as well. So first, one of the bigger changes was, and I'm sure people can bring up if they want, last year with the FAA administrative budget, there was a decline of CHIRP, and I corrected the FAA to purchase CHIRP from the new commissioners and not the entire section, in order to support the last day to move around and also to implement for the hard work that they do. We also increased the advertising for the FAA in order to let students to know what the changes were coming down the pipeline. There's an increase of like $100 for internal development because the FAA felt fragmented and representatives weren't working together. For the communication and outreach portion, we increased our advertising promotion and outreach. And I think that is one of the biggest guiding principles of our assembly for this year is more outreach to students, more interacting with them, and therefore it's an increase in how much we fund those activities. Moving down to the appropriations committee, which may be another program area. This year is a bottom funding year, and therefore our committee is going to be needing a ton more hours. And so there's about $500 that goes to the printing of all the bottom funding packets and $1,500 that's set aside for meals for the year. Some hiring for fairs were funded, so now they're funding the motor committee. Dining committee is not funded anymore. We expect that Yale Finance and the rest of the dining group funds all of the dining committee expenditures, and that was never even funded. That was never even spent in the past. The public service committee spent $500 on a guidebook, so that is in the French budget, that's what we began with this project. SAORC has to go to a ton of groups to determine if they're meaningful in the community and the meals are done for their meetings. At the student FA, we're going to take conferences. We're not on any conference anymore, that was transitioned out last year. And we're going to do meals for election students by $500 after the spring. And we're going to be depositing all of our additional funds for that project so that every time we want to spend additional funds, it doesn't need to come before the FA. So that's the breakdown, and you can see the shaded area is what our breakdown was this year, and the previous year was what we passed back in September. So I'm happy to take any questions. If people are confused with their things, answer them, and if you really have an issue, you can move to the next one. So,
great. First on the speakers list is Representative Kirk.
So the action from last year took September 9th, and by vote of 11-5-1, we passed a memorandum saying that we would not fund SAC research in the future. The SAC holds that organizations apply for funding, and they hold those organizations to very strict standards, and they need to come to the same standards. We explicitly told them that we wouldn't fund their shirts, and Adam lately overruled a memorandum that we passed and basically went against the legislative action. If as an assembly decides we want to change policy, we should pass another memorandum stating the new policy that will only fund their shirts. But we have something on the books, and I think it's a little ridiculous that we're funding their shirts when we pass something. Last year, people made comments and stuff. I personally think that if everyone wears the same thing, like a white button down and a pin, they could cut the cost. Because we as an assembly last year decided that
there's one turn.
It tends to work for other operating reasons. Also, there's a thing called name tags. Those are pretty distinguishing for people in the FASC as well. And I just think that the fact that that this money is in the budget again after we took specific action for it to never be in the budget again, devalues us as a student organization. So I motion to strike the shirt money from the budget. So that's an amendment.
All right, there's an amendment on the table to strike from our budget the $215 given to SAFC for their shorts. A shirt, sorry. not the shorts. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you 30 seconds to have a rebuttal, and then we're going to open up a speakers list on this amendment.
So I have the amendment from the objection list of December 8th. So a few points I want to put down. First, I think that fighting over $115 in the FDA's administrative budget is our pay, especially when we have tons of food that we're allocating to our own program, and we have a lot of other kind of organizations that are doing that. Second, I think that this memorandum is passing before we started to consider the issue of the SAFC, before we even started the SAFC ad hoc committee, and there is a completely different climate in the SAFC than there was 1 year ago, which means that leadership has to react flexibly and correctly to the current situation. Right now, morale in the SAFC is extremely low due to the new changes and the increase of work that we're doing. So defunding shirts for new commissioners, because making old commissioners wear their own shirts, he is going to exacerbate that problem. Finally, the memorandum of recommendation from the previous assembly. Each assembly has the authority and is supposed to set their own budget for their own funds. And so previous assemblies shouldn't be telling new assemblies how to spend their money, especially when new sort of bids arrive. The reason why I didn't support the SA document this next semester is because the office asked me on August 1st, should this be allowed? And so I have to judge it. If you want to say that I should have emailed the entire FDA member roster over on August 1st and try to get a discussion and a vote going, then I apologize for doing that. But I think that it would be wrong of us to rely on a memorandum that doesn't have any legislative weight in determining what our budget is for now.
All right. First on the speaker's list is Executive Vice President Adam Galen.
I'd like to echo what VP Nicoletti said. A memo isn't binding. I don't think we'd have to pass another memo in order to fund the shirts. And just to reiterate, the morale and relations right now with the SAFC is not the best, and I think it would only make the situation worse in an already hostile waters.
All right, next on the speaker's list is Representative Desai.
And Chair.
Point of info to Chair.
Yeah, point of information comes to the Chair.
Okay, point of information to the Chair, is this only for new shirts or is this?
Yeah, so before you got here, it was basically amended, so it said $500, but we've changed it to $215 because it was only for new shirts. So this is only for new commissioners. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Only for new commissioners, and then new commissioners for the fall and spring.
So do you want $500 for all commissioners?
No, it was just an amendment. It just very open. Excuse me, I'm looking at the new number when she finally got the bill.
Representative Curtis is motioning to strike.
To strike all
shirts. No one gets a shirt. Okay, so I do agree with President Gimlet, but President Gimlet, I've been working with the SAFC a lot over the last couple of weeks. We were in the Willard Strait Hall from 4:30 to 9 every day this week reviewing budgets. So they have been spending a lot of time in. As silly as it does sound, like it is kind of like it's this little orientation thing where they introduce all the new commissioners at the first meeting and they get their shirts and like they get to meet everyone. Talk to a couple of groups about hearings and they're like, oh, that's the thing where we show up and you guys are all in your little cute red polos and you tell us what we did wrong. And like, it is kind of like a thing where it adds a dignity to them as an organization at these types of hearings. you know, I know that we've talked in like these 6 months about last month about name tags, you know, or about wearing all their own stuff. I don't think there's anything wrong with providing them, you know, $215 to get new features and shirts. They're not like they're real skills they have.
All right, so there's been a call to question on the amendment. So to pass an amendment, it needs to pass by two-thirds of the representatives that are sitting. So if the clerk will please call the roll. To vote for this amendment, it would be that you are striking all money for SAFC shirts. So it would go to zero. To vote against this amendment, it would go back to what Vice President Nicoletti has already said, is that we're going to have $215 for the shirts. So will the clerk please call the roll?
No. No.
No.
No.
Yes.
No. No.
I don't vote. Okay.
No.
I also don't vote.
I also don't vote.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I have 15 no's, 2 yeses, and 2 abstentions. All right, so that does not pass. The amendment does not pass. We are going to move back to the original budget. And on that speaker's list is Representative Block.
I have an amendment about my committee. I just asked them to do this, the $200 agency fee. I don't think that our committee, especially with the changes that I recommended last year, I don't think that we're going to need to do deals. I think it's going to end up.
Representative Block, I'm just going to interrupt you for 1 second. We have President Scoring here at our meeting, so we're actually going to hold off on the rest of the debate for our proposed budget and allow President Scoring to come speak to us. So if everyone... President Gordon and Dean Hubble, we just want to thank you so much for coming to speak to us as a student assembly. We really appreciate your time. At this time, we are actually going to let you speak, but before that, I'm just going to start collecting the speakers list. So, representatives, if you have questions for President Gordon while he does his introduction, I'll start taking it. And for members of the audience that has a question, our Vice President of Internal Operations, Jonathan Rao, will be collecting your signatures, but we'll wait just a couple minutes for President Gordon to introduce himself.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, they're taking over. We talked about this.
Daniel Goldberg, and I'm a representative. Gregory Hoffman, College of Agricultural Life Sciences Representative.
Jennifer Kay, IRS.
Ulysses Smith, Vice President of Outreach and AAP Rep.
Adam Reverett, Director of Elections.
Mohit Govardhani, Vice President for Public Relations and International Representative.
I'm Natalie Rapp, I'm the President.
I'm John Rao, Vice President for Internal Operations.
Adam Nicoletti, Vice President of Finance.
I'm Erickson Angelo, Parliamentarian.
I'm Dan Kurtz, Human Ecology Representative.
John Mueller, I'm Designated at Large Representative.
Adam Reverett,
Chairman
Representative.
Chuck Vaughn.
Thank you for your attention. So before I make a couple of remarks on this one, thank you for serving on this very, very important meeting. I also wanted to recognize Natalie for the
President Gordon, can I just ask you to speak louder into the mic just so that everyone can hear you? Great, thanks.
Did you not hear me? Just so quickly, starting from here, we don't need any student leaders. We can go to the SA president, GPSA president, ISC, and now multiple people,
so before we start collecting questions, Vice President of Internal Operations John Rao is going to be going to the audience. So if you have a question, make sure that you raise your hand and he'll get your question. But before we do that, President Gordon, we just wanted to show you a video. I know you might have heard that we created an ad hoc committee for the New York City Tech Campus. We're very much in support of establishing that. And there's actually a video that some of the representatives, along with other students involved with wanting to see a tech campus created. We hope to play this at homecoming and really to establish this, so we wanted to just show it to you right now. For everyone, it's just going to be on this projector screen right over here.
We're not
you definitely can. I just wanted to introduce you to the three sponsors of the ad hoc committee and really taking it on the essay. That's Representative Aaron Feldman, Representative Adam Wolford, and Representative Jeffrey Block. So they really started spearheading this.
Just super. I think it'd be nice to get some exposure for that. Because when you
of course, yeah. We'll send you the email. We'll send it in an email to you right after this meeting. Great. All right, so moving on to the speakers list, we already had a couple representatives that wanted to speak. The first on the speakers list is actually Representative Dara Brown. Can you get the mic? You have a minute to speak. Great. Moving on to the next speaker, Representative Block. And before you go, just for those in the audience, we're doing two representatives for every one audience member. So we'll go in that cycle until time runs out. Moving on to a person in the audience, Mike DeLucia, class of 2012.
That I wanted to satisfy them as
figure out how to start. And Treasury and government and the group of discussions. And I hope we'll have a chance to talk about this as soon as we can use this. There's three or four, I guess three students in the group.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Moving on, just let me know when you have to leave as well. Just let me know when you have to leave as well. Okay. Representative Desai? Oh, it.
Last question.
What, last question.
Exactly, as a body, and just
Okay, great. The next on the speakers list is Representative Kerr. And President Scorton, if you wouldn't mind, there are just a couple more questions. If I could email you them from members in the audience and also from some representatives, I think that would be a great way to communicate because I know your time is very valuable. Thank you.
Hi, President Scorton. So in addition to Mecca, I chair J-CARP, which is essentially the committee for everyone in the audience who didn't know that. Joint Assembly Financial Aid Review Committee. And one thing that we're concerned about is the rise of health insurance. As you're aware, health insurance increased 10% this past year and is now $898. And is projected to increase further in the upcoming years. And as basically one knows, we've introduced a new plan to tackle that rising issue, not only for students who not only for all students, but for specifically students who, like, are in the lowest income bracket, who may not even have a parent contribution, but then have to take out a loan for their health insurance.
So, where I was coming back from, I'm on the board of the Association of American Colleges and the Board of the Washington State. The whole area is secondary tuition, which is the most rapidly growing the next contractor I need to get, so that affects all of us, including the insurance premiums. So yes, we are aware, just as talking about it, not only regarding the whole idea of affecting students, but employees as well, and the different employee groups of people, including those employees who are in contract colleges, and if you have contact with the state, and those employees on the outside. So, I don't have any questions for some of you who are in the conference, but I'm going to help me to follow up on that. And what I'll do is I'll bring that, maybe through the email, we can put the state of the world. Certainly, we're talking about how many students I would like to ask in the area for me to come up with, even in the university, but it's also what we're doing for our whole first employees. Yes, it's a huge, huge problem. And the interesting thing about it, Cornell University, if you look at the whole university, including medical college, is that we function as an educational institution. Obviously, this is part of our responsibility to do the best we can on the
Yeah, I'll send you the email with the questions as well as the video for your dissemination. Yeah. Thank you, President Gordon, so much for coming. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Dean Hubble, as well. Yeah. All right, moving back to the review of the Student Assembly proposed budget. You have 1 minute to re-summarize where you were going. So basically, we're back on the first speaker's list. The amendment did not pass to strike from it 215, and I believe Representative Block was cut off. So if you could go back and just restate everything you were saying, that would be great. It's a friendly amendment that can just be accepted. Okay, great. Is there anyone else on the speaker's list that would like to speak on the budget? Representative, okay, Representative Smith.
This is kind of a general question about a lot of this. I know we just talked about the certain but once we strike the whatever money is strike, this is our job to get back to our third one strike. Or abortion, or if we're striking something, do we should be like motioning that to move it to a specific place? Like, I don't know, maybe not, but it's just like.
So I guess, let me just describe briefly the difference in ideology of what we've been doing that's different from the previous year. So you can see in the previous year's budget, we had a special price of $4,000, and we had a surplus. And every time we wanted to spend from that surplus, we would have to come to the FAA, have a resolution, wait for me to come. Where the appropriations committee set up the deal with the so now we're depositing all of our surplus in the special projects account. And we're going to allow the appropriations committee to deal with amounts that are lower because any amounts that we leave over $1,500 need to be approved by the Student Assembly anyway. So now we can have a smoother process for those that are smaller expenditures that really shouldn't be taking up our time here, and larger ones will leave on the end day. It's just more efficient. But I don't anticipate spending all the special projects. I would not like to spend more than $5,000 of that. That can be more on an ad hoc basis with a lot of more flexibility. But you can move those funds in another part of the budget. If you want to do that, we can talk about it. I don't know if we have time to spend more.
Yeah, we can ask it.
Yeah. All right. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on the speaker list? All right, there's been a call to question. Is there a second? Is there any dissent? All right, seeing none, I'm going to actually move to placard vote. So if you want to approve the budget for 2011 to 2012, please raise your placards. Clerk, if you could just help me count, just make sure. Okay, 14.
Yeah, 15.
Okay, 15. And all those opposed, please raise your placards. And all those that abstain, please raise your placards. All right. You abstain?
Can't
vote. Oh. By a vote of 15 to 0 to 0, our budget passes.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, going back to announcements and reports, because Representative Gitlin was out of the audience, the Dartmouth Collaborative update.
I don't have too much to say about the collaborative, but basically for those in the audience, Cornell is part of an educational collaborative of 30 schools around the country where they're studying high-risk drinking and coming together to implement ways on campuses to reduce high-risk drinking. And there was a meeting yesterday with the administration, and not too much to report from it, actually. But I'll be sure to send around information once we have more.
All right, and then finally, to close out announcements and reports, I'm passing around a sheet from the Student Assembly office, basically just so we can all get a key to our office upstairs in Willard J. Hall. Put your name and net ID on this. And I was also given information about a capital semester internship program information session in NBR on September 21st. So I have a couple copies that I'll pass around to the SA members, and if anyone in the audience is interested, I also have copies of that as well. All right, so moving on to the next of the business of the day, Resolution 6, supporting the creation of official Cornell mascot by Representative Block. He is not here right now, so we're going to move on to Resolution 8, approval of the 2010-2011 standing rules by Executive Vice President Gill.
Should I go to the front? So.
Yeah.
The standing rules are basically general internal rules that we operate by. We usually have them in for meetings. We haven't made any changes to them for this year. They're actually all posted online. So if we don't want to vote on it today, it actually sort of takes a week to work with them. That's fine. But I imagine that will sort of the bottom line is there isn't any change to it, and we're operating under the same rules that we have invested in orientation during mentors, and the same rules that we've been operating by in the past.
All right, first on the speakers list is Representative Kerr.
This is sort of an interesting question, but are there any big changes in last year?
There are no changes at all.
Okay.
Vice President of Outreach, Ulysses Smith. Sorry, I wasn't giving you the right title before, that's why I'm laughing.
Just give me Adam, that's not really fun. My good wish is fine, very good. So was there any fashion to do incorporate, this new position in there and all, how we operate specifically, is that just something we, that should be determined by whoever is in that position at that time? Does that make sense? Because I don't know, for instance, we've had a lot of complications with budgeting for outreach events, who to go to, who to talk to, things like that, or the process for that, but I don't know.
So,
there's
not any solution about that specifically. But having been on the job as VP outreach in the past couple of weeks and having, seen it in action, I'd recommend that you write up a couple of standing rules yourself, if that's possible, or you can give me the idea and I write them up with anybody, and you can present them at another meeting. But I didn't feel comfortable writing standing rules when I was in the position.
Are there any other people that would like to speak?
I call the question.
All right, there's been a call to question. Is there a second?
Quick dissent.
All right, explain your dissent.
Does anybody want the week to review the rules of new members? No?
The reason I just scratched it out, so it doesn't look like I'm trying to keep you in the past and use the rules. I didn't want to include it in the agenda because a lot of pages, and I didn't want to print them. I figured everyone could go online and check them out.
All right.
I'll withdraw my dissent.
All right. So the dissent has been withdrawn. Is there a motion on the table?
Second.
All right, there's been a second to call the question. I'm going to vote by placard. There's been a call for acclamation. Is there a second? All right, so since there's been a call for acclamation, SA Resolution Number 8, approval of the standing rules is passed. Okay, so now we have to vote. We were voting. So, yes. Yeah. So we were voting. So there's been a call for acclamation. There was 2 seconds. So we're going to vote by placard. All those in favor of passing the standing rules, please raise your placards. All those opposed, and all those that abstain, by a vote of 18-0-0, SA Resolution Number 8 passes. Number 6, okay. Moving back to SA Resolution Number 6, supporting the creation of an official Cornell mascot. Okay, sounds good. So now we're going to move to new business. This is Resolution Number 9, Off-Campus Promotion of Medical Amnesty by John Mueller. First on the speakers list is Vice President John Rao.
That sounds funny. I don't know why. So I think this is great. I'm glad you guys and your task force really hit the ground running. And I presume you guys have talked with Gannett about this idea, about this initiative. Are they interested in funding it at all? Like, why are we using SA funds and not their money?
That's a good question. I think that's something that I got just yesterday. She was so excited. She sent me over a lot of ideas that she had actually designed, that she had done up, but had really no, was not sure where to go with it.
on the speakers list is Representative Kerr.
Just, I can talk loud. Before we vote on this next week, I would really encourage you to bring a solid number of how much money is going to be used. I think this is a great idea and a great use of the project funding, but I don't think it's ever smart to pass something without having a set budget in the resolution.
That's right. I think we need to talk to you, if you're willing to put forward it. It really is a very kind of thing to back out and why we get to present today, especially in terms of the voting this week. At the very least, this gets the people in this room, all here, all the people in the audience, talking about it a little bit to get the ball rolling.
All right, next on the speaker's list is Representative Kay.
So Dan asked part of my question, but the other half of my question is, have you talked to, whoever's in charge of orientation to your committee about putting this information in the pamphlet? I think this is the first year that we had the pamphlet for all the incoming freshmen. We need to put that information in that pamphlet as well.
That's a very good, very good question. We have a lot of conversations with the ministers about how Cornell's medical agency policy is related to the New York State medical agency against marijuana, because as it stands, they are still quite different. New York State is really the one that is most leaning to really achieving criminal code, whereas Cornell's whole policy is a whole bunch of steps. It's not an individual of disciplinary action. It's a whole set of process. And in three separate demos, it's very complicated. But that was a talking call. It's about very short they had to. And I think that once we do the conversation, that's some work to go with.
All right, next on the speaker's list is Representative Block.
Similar to what you see in the US, that you have on the side of the trash can, and you can put posters in the
Great. Moving on to Vice President Nicoletti.
Yeah, a lot of those have been said already. Two things. One, distribution strategy. If you could come back to this next meeting with a more hashtag distribution strategy, that would be really helpful, I think, for us as well as the public. Second thing, we can talk this week about how much we might be able to commit, but just try to tell Gannett that we have no money. Although now that they're much bigger, they don't know that. Yeah. And I guess kind of related, but not specifically, you know, on medical amnesty is, you know, obviously College Town's been overrun lately with a lot of underclassmen, as well as, you know, obviously that's why we're passing them. What metrics are we evaluating? Do you know of any, or is the administration evaluating in order to determine mental or student health in College Town? I mean, you guys have been working a lot with Gannett. Is there any way that you've been measuring this at all?
I will say that we have been talking a lot about these things with our collaborative, and as of right now, those are things that we spend actually confidential. A lot of statistics that are coming out about College Town treating freshmen and all those issues, I think that we'll be able to look at those and really evaluate what freshmen are doing, see where they're working, what they're doing. We've been coming up with a lot of different things that we're working on all the collaborative and you will definitely hear a lot of that. Like I said, I really just want to get a call and get it out there. And we have lots more that we'll be coming. And
I'm done. I got an idea, though.
Great. Are you still working on what?
There are more speakers. Yes. Popular resolution. So next on the speakers list is Representative Desai. Moving on, Vice President Gerozani.
Just a simple recommendation, and I probably have to work with you on this, but I think it's smart to put the I don't know, what's it, a pamphlet or, you know, posters in takeout in privately owned fraternity and sorority housing as well, just as a question. That's all. That's
my question.
All right, next on the speakers list is Vice President Gill.
So I was at the computer earlier, but is Chris now a sponsor of the resolution?
That's what I was going to ask. If you want to switch over, I will move to add Chris Sanders, 15, Catherine Fidler, FIDLA.
Could you see that second name one more time?
Catherine Fidler.
Great. Great. Thank you so much. So this is new business. So once again, we can't vote on it today, but it will be back for next week. And I'm excited to see this back. All right, moving back to Resolution 6, supporting the creation of official Cornell mascot by Representative Block. So is there anyone that wants to be on the speakers list? This is business of the day, so we can vote on this today. Vice President Smith.
So I didn't ask you this earlier, but just to remind you, first of all, this is the body correct, not legislation. Just over there. But, you have this resolution that you passed. Simply asking the question to address to the board of trustees. Okay. I did have words earlier about, hey, you can be waiting on time for the vote now. The vote is time for this. So many fair ways.
Okay.
But
All right. It's been called to question. There's a second. Is there dissent? All right. There's been dissent. Okay. Just to clarify, I think we've been dissenting a lot lately. Dissent is when you don't want to vote on it. Not that if you don't agree with the resolution. If you don't agree with the resolution, you vote no. But dissent is if you're not ready to vote on it and you think that there needs to be a substantive reason why we wouldn't vote on it right away. So there's been a call for acclamation. There's been a second. Is there dissent?
Okay.
All right. Can you explain your dissent really quickly?
Sure.
Call for question. I'm sorry. It's a call for question.
So I don't think that all assembly members' viewpoints have been heard yet. I have something to say, and there were other dissenters here, and I think we should hear them out.
All right. Now we're going to vote on the call to question. So this needs 2/3 to pass to be able to vote. So we're voting to vote. If you want to vote, it has to pass by 2/3 of the people sitting. So a yes vote is to vote. A no vote is to keep discussing this resolution. So if those that are in favor of voting, please raise your placard. Please raise them high. All right. Those that are opposed, please raise your placard. And those that are abstaining. All right. By a vote of 5-12-1, the motion to vote does not pass. So we go back to discussing this resolution. So I'm going to reopen the speakers list up again. All right. Representative Mueller.
I think that's
we would go to students to speak at personal summit if you need to do one of the priorities, but I think they are going to be but I don't know that they would be normally all of them are around the local group or because that's sort of thing that they might have to do.
Right, next on the speaker's list is Representative Kerr.
In this day and age, from what John said, any representative two roles as a trustee. And when it comes to more sensitive information, we can be trustees because the students may not be able to know and comprehend the information. But for something like this, where like it's gonna be like it can be very visual and sensitive information for now, I think we do owe it to the students actually ask them their opinion on this. I think it's a great idea, but I don't know the opinion of 30 seconds to graduate.
Yeah, you have 30 seconds to respond.
If we're doing a survey, people need to get a survey all over the world. This will keep on going. The reason why we go for touchdown
all right, next on the speaker's list is Vice President Rao.
Still not getting used to that. I'm not really convinced that the bear is the de facto mascot of Cornell. I mean, I think some people like Big Red and saying go Big Red, but regardless of the fact, I think we do have, no offense, I think we have more important issues to discuss here. And if this were, a major student concern, they'd be coming in and approaching us about this issue. And I think if it's something that you feel passionately about and we as an assembly or a couple people feel passionate about, we can talk to the athletics department about it or speak to relevant parties. I think that passing this resolution isn't going to just overnight change our mascot. So, my thoughts.
Point of information.
Yes.
Are there any mascot people in the audience?
So there's been a question to the chair if there's any mascot people in the audience. So in the audience, are any of you guys a mascot?
No, they're not allowed to reveal their identity if you are involved.
I know, I know who they are. Yeah, I know who they are. They're not the audience.
All right, so I think that question was meant to prove a point that there are no mascots in the audience. There is no one else on the speaker's list. Is there any...
Call to question.
Is it, okay, there's been a call to question. There's been a second. Is there any dissent? All right, so we're actually going to vote on this. It's been a call to question. There's a second. So for all those that want to pass this resolution, please raise your placards.
Can we voice vote?
No, we're not voice voting. It's already gotten out of control.
Roll call.
All right, so those that want to pass it, please raise your placards. All those that oppose, please raise your placards.
Maybe if you wear a bracelet next time.
All those that abstain, please raise your placards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, by a vote of 3-12-3, this resolution does not pass. I'm sorry, Jeffrey.
Go Big Red.
Yeah, so that's actually the end of all of our resolutions for today. However, we did skip over a couple of announcements. The first is going to be the New York NYC Tech Campus update by Representatives Block, Zillman, and Wolford.
The reason why I have to do is that at the end of the day, a lot of people are saying that we need
Representative, sir.
This is more of a question, but I know that the program is actually involved, and I know that there are a lot of other departments than just the College of Engineering. AP is involved, engineering is involved, contracting is involved. Have you considered getting such a different student perspective in on this, as well as just engineering?
Yeah, definitely. We're definitely using that because one of the biggest problems when it comes to professional management in New York City is that you wouldn't have engineering departments. Like, if you're a student at the technical, you wouldn't be in, like, technical engineering. You basically place in a hub where you solve the problems. Like, if there's a problem with, like, subway lights, for example, you could have people not only engineers, but, like, architects and engineers, like, other students come together to solve the problem collaboratively. But that's really cool about it.
Representative Gitlin?
Okay. Yes.
Representative Goldberg?
So, I was just wondering, do you know what Denver is doing right now?
That was my question.
Out of curiosity.
I was just, yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, I mean, you never know anything that they're doing.
All right, moving on to the next announcement. Representative Zolman, Brown, and Vice President Rao have an announcement about arts and sciences outreach. Representative Smith?
Did anybody hear the email that New York filled out the form or anything?
We did their
We're working.
Okay, so that's, this is the first time I've heard it. So.
We wanted to keep it a surprise.
So in the future, since we now have a Vice President of Outreach, if any outreach event can be communicated to our Vice President of Outreach, that would be great, and then it gets out to all the FA. But also great work. Thank you for announcing it. Moving on to Representative Trefison.
So as many of you guys know, I've been working with the administration on the issue of Doha, Qatar, and the Emirates wife, Sheikha Mosa, and her relation to Cornell Wildlife Center and the All Center. A lot of issues have come around the Hall of Reed Center and her relationship with that and how they claim to treat this sound so far, there will be more information, and I'm sure I will disseminate that to you and the public. Right now, there's no connection between Chica, Boza, and the Halloween Center, from his understanding. And then the medical school wasn't aware of this issue, so it's something that we're going to look into further. I think there's still a lot of work to be done. From my understanding and my investigation into it, I've found a lot of questionable information. So I think this is definitely an issue that won't be dropped. And hopefully there will be more response from the administration.
Great. Does anyone have any questions? Nate? All right, so now we're moving on to a new part of our agenda. So, yep. All right. Okay, moving on. Yes, you did. Okay, so moving on. Okay, sorry. Moving on to the outreach update. You confused me with your two updates. Is Vice President Smith.
Okay, last time I was here. So, I sent you all an email earlier today. About a new organization, Coffee Hour. You might remember them. We heard or we voted on their eligibility a couple weeks ago. So before this meeting and every Thursday at 4:30 in the Grafton Library, they're hoping to do this simultaneously in different places at the same time. They're going to be holding an hour-long just session with snacks, coffee, tea, whatever, just for people to come in and hang out and talk. So each week will be there will be a different theme. I'm hoping that each of you, when I email you the theme for the week, or for that week, you will take time to maybe two or three of you sign up just to go in for 15 minutes before our meeting to kind of figure out, or just to kind of discuss it. It's a great way to meet different students and get in touch with them. Also, the second thing, the final thing, I would have sent this to you via email, but I felt like it was really important just to say it to you with all sincerity, and I actually just mentioned it earlier to Jen because I saw it again. But when you are planning an event or you are presenting something that is going to be, particularly when it's presented to the public, you need to make sure that you are as inclusive as possible of who you're including in your videos and just make sure that your events are accessible. So this is not just in relation to disabilities or anything like that, but making sure that your events are accessible to those with disabilities. I sent you the email about that, gave you the interactive map and really shows you the roots and everything like that. But in your videos, be aware of who you're profiling. Because coming from a tapestry perspective and a red light perspective, it is, and talking with Renee Alexander recently, it is quite intimidating when you don't see somebody that kind of resembles you up on a screen doing something successful. Does that make sense? I don't want to paint it at all in a realistic, but I'm trying to say it as delicate as possible. Better than your relationship. Okay, great. That's it.
All right. That's actually the end of our meeting. It's at 6:23. We're actually going to try to do the community roundtable student health discussion next week. So if anyone's interested in talking to us about student health, working on any of these task force initiatives, either in the audience or with other representatives, I'd really appreciate it. I want to thank everyone in the audience for coming today. If you do have questions for President Skorden, you heard that he would answer your email. So please come up to me and tell me your question if you have a specific one that you would like personally answered. Thank you, everyone, so much for all your hard work.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.